This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Coleman. This is my full-time show right after Fulham's loss to Liverpool 3-1 at Craven Cottage. A very disappointing result for Fulham. So I'm going to be talking about this for probably the next 10 to 15 minutes. And I also have an announcement at the end of the show. So please feel free to stick around for that announcement. Okay. So let's start off with this. Want to give full credit to Liverpool. They were the better side. They wanted it more. And Fulham's approach to the game, I understand it. But I think that they basically went with the idea that they were going to try to stop Liverpool from playing, try to beat them on the break, and basically try to win that way. Well, that works to a certain point against a team like Liverpool. I actually predicted this, that this is the lineup that Marco Silva would go with. But to be honest with you, the second guess would be playing too defensive and maybe starting Tom Kearney instead of Sasa Lukic. To me, that just sets the tone. We know what Fulham were going to do here. They were going to try to beat them on the break, and it just didn't work. And like I said, full credit to Liverpool, full credit to the ref. I have to mention that I'm not one that complains about the ref, but let's be honest here. The ref was basically, we're going to call him a big six ref. He's a big six ref. He makes all the calls for Liverpool. He made a couple calls for Fulham because he felt he needed to. But this was a big six, basically a top of the league type of refereeing performance. So I have to mention that. It's not the reason why Fulham lost. The reason why Fulham lost were Liverpool were the better side. So I will say it one more time. Let's congratulate Liverpool for their victory. I don't think Jurgen Klopp is going to go out on top. I don't want him to go out on top. In fact, I want him to lose to end the season. And I want Liverpool not to win the title. So I'm going to say that right now. And there are several reasons why I feel that way. I don't want Liverpool to win. I don't like the fact that Harvey Elliott and Fabio Carvalho were stolen by Liverpool. Now, Fulham have gotten other players as well. So as you can see, I'm a little heated right now. But like I said, I'm going to give credit to Liverpool. They deserve this victory. So let's talk about the first half. Let's talk about the goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold. And what's interesting about that? I thought there was a foul before that. So Liverpool get a great opportunity, a second opportunity. I want to give Paulinho some credit for making a couple poor challenges here, because it set up two free kicks, and the second one, Trent Alexander scores, and Liverpool take the lead. And what I was listening to was basically, at that point, calling it a Fulham loss, because it was all about Liverpool on this broadcast. I understand that, but you know what? John Champion, you know what? Mr. Lasso, There are a lot of Fulham supporters in America. This is broadcasted to America, and shame on you for making this a hometown Liverpool broadcast, because that's what it was. Anyone that listened to it, this is basically, they were the Liverpool announcers. Let's call it what it is. So as you can see, I'm a little bit agitated. I'm agitated by Fulham. I'm agitated by Liverpool. I'm agitated by everyone. But I want to, like I said, I'll keep going back to this great goal from Trent Alexander-Arnold. But what's interesting about this is that Fulham continued the fight. And at the end of the half, Castagne gets Fulham level. And honestly, Fulham should have had a penalty beforehand. But you know what? That's okay. Castagne gets the goal. So then we are level at the half. And I'm thinking, okay, Fulham have a shot here. But what would be the response in the second half from Marco Silva? What would he do? Would he stick with what they already did? And he basically did. He stuck with it. And I think it came back to bite him. When you're level at that point, maybe at halftime, you think about making a change. But no, he's loyal to his players. He's loyal to his system. He felt that he would see this out and that eventually Fulham would get opportunities to score. Well, they really didn't. And like I said, that goes down to the approach of Liverpool to start the second half. They have the quality that Fulham do not have. Let's give credit to Gravenberch because he scores a great second goal for Liverpool. Gives them the lead, and then it's 2-1. And I'm thinking, okay, Marco, it's time to make a change. It's time to make a change right now. And he didn't do it. He waited way too long to make the change. So at 2-1, I'm thinking, okay, maybe we can get something out of this. But Liverpool were too good. Fulham were not at the races. But that goes down to Liverpool more than it has to do with Fulham. And I'm going to say that. I will give credit to the opposition when they're the better side. In this case, they were the better side. So they deserve all 3 points. And Fulham were not good, but it's because of Liverpool. So if anyone wants to challenge me on that, I'm sorry, I'm going to disagree with you. This was about Liverpool. It was more to do with Liverpool than it was to do with Fulham, but there are things to pick at with Fulham as well. Okay, so then let's go to the third goal. And this is an opportunity I think that Bernd Leno should have done better. Jota's going off, and he scores the goal that puts the match away. 3-1, it's all over. We could talk about the substitutions, all that. It really doesn't matter at that point. But Fulham go down 3-1 to Liverpool, and it's a victory that they deserve. Fulham didn't deserve anything from it. So, like I mentioned, this show for me, I'm being honest with you, I'm very upset. Like I said, I'm upset at Fulham. I'm upset. Liverpool didn't want them to win. I don't want Klopp to win the title. I'm going to say that one more time. And I'm upset at the referee. But the reason why Fulham lost this match was Liverpool. End of story. We could talk about the players' performance. You could talk about that all you want. Make the excuse for the referees. The referee was horrific. A big six referee, which is called what it is. But in the end, Liverpool did what they had to do to win the match, and they get all 3 points. Okay. Coming up next to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk, I'm going to share an announcement in regards to the show moving forward.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay. To end this episode of Cottage Talk, I want to make this announcement. I've actually been going back and forth on when to make this announcement, so I thought I would make it now. The post-match show or full-time show after the Luton Town match will be the final episode of Cottage Talk. I am ending Cottage Talk for personal reasons. I just feel that it's time to stop Cottage Talk. There are some great podcasts that continue to bring you wonderful content on film. And my time's done. It's done for me. Like I said, these are personal reasons, nothing medical. It's just that I've made the decision that at some point it was going to come to an end. And I've been thinking about when is the right time. There is no right time, but I wanted to do it before the season ended. So I just want to make an announcement to all the listeners of Cottage Talk. Thank you. Thank you for listening since 2011. It's been a long time, but everything has to come to an end. So this will be the final season of Cottage Talk with following full. And I've loved every minute of it. So many moments that I've had, but at some point I think it's time to say goodbye, and it's my time. I didn't want to do it after the Luton Town match and just said, oh, by the way, I'm ending the show. So I wanted to give it a little bit of time. So, but after the Luton Town show, that will be the final episode of Cottage Talk. It's been a wonderful run. I've done this with so many great people. So again, thank you everyone for all of your support over all these years. And what's interesting about this is that I was concerned when we started the show, me and Kyle Bond, that people would consider it an American film show. In fact, I still get that every once in a while. Oh, it's an American film show. Then I'm going to call BS to this. No, it's not. It's a Fulham show. I'm a supporter of Fulham Football Club. I don't give a flying fart in hell where I live. Give me the respect I deserve for doing this for 13 years. I'm a Fulham supporter. I just cannot continue to do the show the way it is. It's been a passion of mine, but I have a job and this is not it. I had hoped that Cottage Talk would become a job and it never did. And that's okay. That's okay. But I want one thing to be left before I end this episode is please just think about this the next time you contact me. I'm not an American Fulham supporter. I'm simply a Fulham supporter doing a show about Fulham, regardless of where I live. Because I love Fulham Football Club and all of you do as well. This has been a hard decision. I've been going back and forth on this. But it's time to end it. It's just simply time to end Cottage Talk. So like I mentioned, before I go one more time, after the Luton Town match will be the final episode of Cottage Talk. Thank you, everyone, for supporting me, all of my co-hosts, all of the listeners, all the guests I've had on. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful run. But it has to come to an end. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. That's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.